007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are starting with Robin Hood. Is he back?
What the world needs now is Robin Hood, does it? I don't know. Yes, Sony Pictures are locking down a deal which would see the creation of a franchise, that's the important word here, centred on the character of Robin Hood. Corey Goodman and Jeremy Lott have penned the pitch, which is called Hood, and will call for a series of movies, kind of set in the sort of hero theme, middle-age style. They say the tone is very much in the sense of, well, this is an odd one, Mission Impossible and Fast and the Furious lines. I don't know. I mean, we had the Russell Crowe Scott version. Of course, there's been numerous TV versions. Kevin Costner's done it. We can go all
Patrick
the way
Bergen,
back.
Yeah.
So, like, why? Do we need it? Do we need another Robin Hood movie?
I don't think they're going to do something hugely different with it. But
you know, of all the potential franchises, I'm not sure there's enough in it to kind of take it to different places. But anyway, the guys are working on it, and Hood will probably see the light of day in a couple of years. So that's
And what about Spider-Man?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, look, we've been doing the movie news since 1999. And
I mean, a few Spider-Mans in that time.
Over the last two, 3 years, it has got very depressing, I think, in the amount of sequels, spin-offs, all the different types of things. It's definitely getting worse. Spider-Man been a case in point. I mean, we've had a lot of those movies. Now they're even thinking about it in terms of joining it up with Marvel characters so that they can have, you know, you're getting all these crossovers now. They're kind of very much struggling for ideas, and I suppose the bad thing that's happening is that the movies just aren't cutting it. Okay, they may be getting some form of box office draw, but it probably explains why box office is falling in the States. It's happening with Star Wars as well. Obviously, that's going to be huge when it comes out, but we're hearing obviously about a lot of spin-off movies coming from Disney and Lucasfilms. The latest is a version of Obi-Wan that they're going to do a series of his movies as well, and sort of
Obi-Wan
his storylines.
Obi-Wan has a big moment, yes.
Yeah, and you know, you just wonder, is that just too much? You know, everyone will have great anticipation about the new Star Wars movie when that hits the cinemas next year.
Yeah.
But anything else, it'll just become overkill. Funny thing at the moment, actually, because all these rumours are seeping out from, you know, the Lucasfilm and Disney camps over at Pinewood, they've been putting up posters around the sets recently warning people not to give away any secrets.
Yeah.
And they say, loose lips bring down starships, is what it says in the posters. So
yeah,
there you go.
That has to be a tight set,
doesn't it? There'll be more rumours in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
See.
Meanwhile, a non-sequel and a brand new project is one for Steve Carell, who's kind of going for more different roles at the moment, isn't he? Which is good to see.
Because he's in a movie called Foxcatcher coming out shortly, and he's looking to star in a paranoid thriller directed by Gore Verbinski. Now, Gore Verbinski has made movies like Rango. He directed the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies, The Ring, and the, I suppose, do you call it the ill-fated Lone Ranger project as well, simply because of the price of it. So he's looking to work on this movie. The untitled film is going to be sort of Verbinski's deal with New Regency. That's one of the studios. And he has Steve Conrad, who wrote The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, writing the screenplay. Once he's completed that, Verbinski is going to shoot another sort of horror film called A Cure for Wellness as well, and then a action comedy called Passengers. So it'd be interesting to see Steve Carell, you know, do these different movies apart from the straightforward comedies.
I think he'd be well able for it. I think he's a great actor.
You know, and he was great in The Office as well.
Exactly.
In the US, so we'll see.
Interesting. I look forward to that. Now, Mr. Spielberg is back at work.
Yeah, he took some time off away from the directing chair. I don't think he ever takes time off anyway, because he's always executive producing projects and looking after stuff. But he's back in the director's chair. I think what we're going to see with him now is, you know, a lot of movies coming in a short burst, and that's what he normally does.
You think he's been in the planning quietly?
Yeah, he goes from one to the other, and this is the first one. It's a Cold War spy thriller with Tom Hanks starring in the role. It's a true story of James Donovan, an attorney who finds himself thrust into the centre of the Cold War when the CIA sends him on a near impossible mission to negotiate the release of captured American U-2 pilot. So Alan Alda stars in it as well. Joel and Ethan Coen have penned the script.
Oh, interesting.
October 16th, 2015 is the release date. So no okay, pressure there. Away. Get working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so, sounds good to me. Yep. Another director who's hard at work?
Antoine Fuqua, who directed The Equalizer in many movies, obviously with Denzel Washington, but he's attached to helm a film adaptation of Jeff Hobbs's true story novel called The Short and Tragic Life of Robert Peace. The story centres on a young African-American man who left the crime-ridden streets of Newark to attend Yale and study molecular biochemistry and biophysics. However, the troubles from his upbringing continue to plague him until his violent and all too soon end. Hobbs, the author, was his college roommate and friend. Sounds like a good project.
It does indeed. Some home news for us. We mentioned the Cork Film Festival. Some more of their programming coming out.
Yeah, it's on from the 7th to the 16th of November. Charlie's Country is opening the festival with Australian Indigenous actor David Gullpilly, winner of the Best Actor Prize at the Cannes Film Festival this year. And the film is Australia's entry for Best Foreign Film at the next Academy Awards. They've also got a music gala as well featuring Bjork, a documentary on her. You've got the Irish Gala premiere of Ronan Burke's Standby. That stars Brian Gleeson and Jessica Parry. And that's going on cinema release afterwards. And then the closing night gala is Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, which has recently been restored and released on a 4K digital print by the British Film Institute. So that's
very nice.
Good there. And this weekend, actually, Indy Cork is taking place as well. So there's two festivals, film festivals in Cork.
All
so good
in
for
Cork.
Them.
Very good. Now, if horror is your thing, of course, the Bram Stoker Festival returns.
Yeah, that runs from Friday the 24th to Monday the 27th of October. And it's in association with Fulge Ireland and Dublin City Council. They put on these movies in unusual places and you get a wide range of film and literary events as well. You're going to get to see movies like The Lost Boy, Orpheus, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari with live music as well. So great opportunity to see these sinister screenings.
Yes, exactly.
And don't forget as well, the IFI Horrorthon returns as well from the 23rd to the 27th of October. And likewise, you'll get a chance to see all those grisly films.
Yes, horror is your thing. End of October is the time, isn't it? Okay.
Yep.
Now, what trailer should we check out online this
Jude
week?
Jude Law was an actor that I didn't like at one stage in his career, and then just I don't know, I think maybe it was Cold Mountain or Road to Perdition that just suddenly changed me, and I started looking at him in a completely different way. And I like his choices. He always just goes for something different now and tries something different. He's got a Scottish accent in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's a movie called Black Sea. He leads the cast, and in order to make good with his former employers, a submarine captain takes a job with a shadowy backer to search the depths of the Black Sea for a submarine that's rumoured to be loaded with gold.
Very
so check
good.
Out the trailer for that. It's from the maker of The Last King of Scotland.
Oh, I like that film.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. So
okay, and new releases in our cinemas, 71?
71. This is about a young and disorientated British soldier accidentally abandoned by his unit following a riot on the deadly streets of Belfast in 1971. Jack O'Connell stars and Charlie Murphy, from people who know from Love Hate stars as well. Here's a little clip of the two of them in it.
Do you like David Bowie?
Aye.
Do you not like him?
He's all right. He's just for girls, really, isn't he?
Is this your first time away?
Yeah.
Have you got a girlfriend back home?
Aye.
Where is it you're from?
Derbyshire.
Got cousins in Nottingham? What?
It's just Derby and Nottingham don't really get on.
And why is that?
I don't know, really.
Yeah, good to see quite a few Irish actors in that one.
Yeah,
71.
Cillian Scott's in it as well, and you've got Sam Reid. Anyway, it's you know, it's set over 24 hours. It's a tense film, tense film. So, you know, good movie to check out. Now, not your type of movie, I know. How about this? A couple begin to experience terrifying supernatural occurrences involving a vintage doll shortly after their home is invaded by satanic cultists. Annabelle, yeah, it looks
vintage dolls.
Freaky.
Nothing scarier than toys coming to life in weird ways. Yes.
Magic, that's a favourite movie of mine with Anthony Hopkins. Richard Attenborough directed, and it's one of those
that rings a bell,
ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
And it's quite
freaky.
Creepy.
That's just coming back to me now. Yeah,
so now, if you like that type of thing,
weirdly,
that's
I was
that's
braver
weird.
When I was younger about
really?
Horror movies. I used to sit up and watch those Hammer House of Horrors, and now I just can't watch them at all. I'm terrified. I'm hopeless.
Well, one of the things, I mean, I was going, it's hard to scare people now.
That's
the thing.
True.
I mean, I think back to, you know, Halloween and movies like that, and you were kind of hiding behind the couch when they came out, but everything's so sophisticated now, it's harder to scare people. So So it's nice when something comes along and it just gives people the heebie-jeebies.
That's
so
true.
There you go.
Okay, we have The Calling as well, which has Susan Sarandon back on the big screen.
Yeah, this is about a detective in a sleepy town, and then a string of gruesome murders in the surrounding countryside bring her face to face with a serial killer. As you said, Susan Sarandon and Ellen Burstyn stars in that one as well.
Okay.
The Maze Runner is about a guy who's deposited into a community of boys after his memory is erased, soon learning they're all trapped in a maze that will require him to join forces with fellow runners for a short shot at escaping. Dylan O'Brien stars in that one.
Okay, with Hugh Grant back on the big screen too, with Marissa Tomei. They sound like a good pairing on screen.
Yeah, in a very Hugh Grant-esque movie. So if you're going to cast someone, this is the type of movie for him. An Oscar-winning writer in a slump leaves Hollywood to teach screenwriting at a college on the East Coast, where he falls for a single mom taking classes there as well. Very Hugh Grant movie. I think you'll know what you're going to get
exactly.
with that one.
Okay.
A bit of fun. And then an Irish movie as well, Gold, an offbeat comedy about an estranged father who returns to his hometown after an absence of 10 years in order to reconnect with his daughter and ex-wife. And James Nesbitt, Maisie Williams stars in that one. That one's called Gold.
All right, and we are keeping it Irish with your TV recommendation. This is the Irish season, continuing on RT2.
Yeah, at 9:05. This is a good one. This is Adam and Paul.
Oh, fantastic film.
Yeah, just
really
very, very good film. It stars Mark O'Halloran and the late Tom Murphy as well. But if you've not seen it, even if you have, it's really good to follow these.
I've seen this a couple of times now. You know, you can absolutely watch it again. It's
yeah,
a great, great movie.
The two heroin addicts as they kind of ramble around for a day, scrounging for drugs and money. And just, you kind of, they endear themselves to you throughout the movie. Lenny Abrahamson, one of our finest directors, directs it. That's Adam and Paul. It's on at 9:05 tonight on RT2.
Excellent recommendation, Gareth. Thank you very much.
Thank you.